Hello and welcome to episode 184 of the Talk Nintendo podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Casey Gibson. And before I introduce my other host, I just got to say, today, March 17th, 2020, is a great day. Tom Brady will no longer be a New England Patriot. But I'm joined by my co-host here, Mr. Perry Burgum.
Okay, on that note,
You're speechless,
I know. Why do you care? Why do you care? And why is this a good thing?
Because then the Jets don't have to play him twice a year when he's on the Patriots. And hopefully it is the first step in what will, I don't want to say inevitably, because definitely not inevitably, but hopefully will be the downfall of the Patriots dynasty. But probably not, but it's still a good first step because Tom Brady is
sadistic.
Well, no, it's not sadistic.
No, you're sadistic. Yeah, you are.
It's, all right, I'm trying, it's not exactly
the
same.
That's a better word. You're twisted.
Well, not really. It's just called being a sports fan, and you'll go, I don't get why sports fans need to wish other teams to do bad. Because that's how it works, Pat.
And see, that's not an answer. See, that's what's so funny.
It is an answer.
You have no good answer.
Listen to me. The NFL, how it is set up, you are in a division. You must win that division to get into the playoffs. Now, there are two teams that can get to the playoffs without winning the division, but it's much more difficult. So, the best plan of attack to get to the postseason is you win your division. Now, when you're in a division with the Patriots, who have arguably the greatest quarterback of all time and the greatest head coach of all time, that makes winning the division very difficult. Point in case is, I think they've only lost it like 1 year out of the last 20 years because Brady got hurt. And they still actually had a really great year, but they didn't win the division. So it is very good to have teams in your division not be good, or you know what I mean, or not be as good as you.
I know, but like, yeah, but that's like, wouldn't you rather just have your team be the best?
Yeah,
and do the best,
of course. But
so
when you
are facing
a Hall of Fame, and like I said, Brady is going to be.
But isn't that kind of pathetic, though? It's like, oh, we only won because this guy is not on that team. Like, isn't that just kind of stupid?
I guess you can say that's an unfortunate, but I would say I understand where you're coming from, but we're talking I hate the guy, right? Whatever. He's good. He's the best quarterback to probably ever play the game.
Why do you hate him?
Because.
If he's the best quarterback.
Because he's beaten our team.
Now answer the question.
I'm telling you, if you let me speak, you big gym bot.
I'm listening.
Because. Okay, I'm listening.
This is so funny. You make fun of me for not having. Yeah, I mean, you hate him because he's good at what he does. Although,
he's
been
wreaking
havoc
cheating for us. Now, do I personally hate the man? Like, has he ever like personally done anything to me or my team? You know, no, of course not.
Yes.
I sports hate the guy.
I thought you were gonna say yes.
I sports hate the guy. All right.
Okay.
I'm actually elated, and I hope he goes and he plays fantastically for whatever new team he plays on, barring it's not.
What if he plays for the Jets?
I don't want him. See, that's the weird thing. Normally, I would be like, normally the Jets are in QB limbo, where it would actually be a good thing. Like, well, bring him on for a couple years, you know? But and it would be good because it sort of twists the knives. Like, I'm sure no Patriot fan really wants to see him in any other jersey, but if he went to like the Jets or the Dolphins or Bills, I'm sure it would be like the worst, you know, for them.
Right.
For now, it would make no sense for us because our team isn't good enough. Like, if you put Brady on our team, it's not going to like move the dial to all of a sudden we're like the best team, you know.
What is going to move the dial to be the best team?
Well, you got to build up through the draft. So essentially, we had a GM. Mm.
You're hoping for the best. Maybe this isn't the right time to talk about.
You got to build through the draft smart points, and then spend smartly in free agency. Essentially, the Patriots are seriously like they're gonna look back in 50 years. You're gonna look, what is the greatest sports dynasty of all sports teams? Like, no matter what sport it is, you know. And the Brady and Belichick Patriots are going to be the top of the list. You know what I mean? So it's just the first step in hopefully them coming down to normalcy, where you could the door's open. And I understand what you're saying. Yeah, you want to beat them with the best. But the fact of the matter is, no one beats, like, not many teams beat them. You know what I mean? And I would just rather be in a division that didn't have Tom Brady.
But it's just
and
one of
Belichick.
Those things. I get it. My whole thing with sports, and I love sports. I love watching. I love the game. You know, I love the games are fun. But when it comes down to it, when I think about it, and I get down to everything, it's just like none of this matters.
Nothing none of it matters in the world. Then, what makes?
No, it's not true.
Yeah, and well, not
no,
really.
Because no, I mean it matters for that team. If I was on that team, then yes, then it all matters. But like as a person watching it. Like, that team has nothing to do with me. I have nothing to do with it.
Because you're not investing that extra time to, like you're saying, you love the game.
But you have no impact on there.
No, not necessarily, but it's something that
That's what's depressing to me. Not you, but yeah. I just mean, for me, like, with
you
the
loser.
Games, it's like when I realize, yeah, not you. I just mean, like, when I'm watching, you know, like, my team, and it's like, and if they lose, it's like, well, okay, like, who cares? But and if they win, it's like, yeah, that's good. But it's like, I have nothing to do with this. I'm just watching. So I just like sports for the game. So I just respect. I just got to the point where I just respect good sports, you know, like good.
Yeah. No. And that's
sportsmanship and stuff.
And that's like it's and I guess all perspective because I can look at Drew Brees and go, I love Drew Brees. He's one of the greatest quarterbacks as well. And he's incredible. But I'm sure Atlanta fans who have to deal with him twice a year hate it because he goes in there and torches it up, you know what I mean? And he's like a big obstacle in the path of what they want to do. That's why I'm sure people who are not dealing with Tom Brady twice a year love the guy because you go, oh yeah, he's just really, really, really good, you know? But as someone who has to deal with it all the time, it's like I'm tired of going against Brady like, and just going, we're probably going to lose.
Well, you made a good distinction there, and you said sports hate.
Yeah, it's like,
which is different than real life.
Sure, if I saw the guy in real life, would I smack him in the face if I could, you know? Give him a little corona? Maybe. No.
Do you have the virus, Casey?
I don't. Sandy started at the hospital, and one of the patients, they were dealing with, they've suspected could potentially have...
Right.
Have the thing. So she was like in self-quarantine for the last 2 days, but the reports came back negative, so she's good to
for her
to
for run. Randy
well for the person she was dealing with
oh,
like
for
she
the
didn't get tested.
Okay, good.
You know, I'm sure if that
do you
person
have any local...
tested positive she would have, but
right, do you have any local peeps like in the
think,
city?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the county there are people, but like from what I've heard or read was like that they were sort of caught early, you know, however early
you
get caught, and been like, you know, sort of sent off to the side.
It's pretty, dude, this is insane. This coronavirus thing is unbelievable. None of our parents or us, you know, have ever seen anything like this. Like, of course, you go back to, you know, like the World War II and stuff. I mean, obviously stuff like that. But still, like, this whole virus is pretty crazy, especially in our lifetimes.
Yeah,
so I hope everyone's okay.
I think what's craziest about it is that just 1 week ago, I think I had mentioned in the news blog, like, hey, Nintendo is letting people work from home. And everyone was like, hee-hee, and that was it, you know? And, like, now all of a sudden...
Yeah,
it's like, and like the NBA. I think it was Wednesday. They shut down. They were the first of the big sports peeps.
Yep.
And like it was like I remember like, oh man, what an overreaction. You know what I mean? Like one guy potentially has it, and then all of a sudden,
it's not an overreaction.
Then you were like, oh wait, no, all the leagues are doing it.
No,
cases are all over the joint.
It needs to happen.
Yeah, this is for real.
We need to shut it down fast, and then. You know, the vaccine needs to be made. Now,
that's not
going to
happen for a long, like, years.
Oh, it's already in. No, it's.
Well,
no, that's. Yeah. Not true. It's already in phase. They already have a phase one in development.
That's
the testing
thing.
Is already happening.
They can. Yeah. The testing is what takes long, you know? Because it's one of those.
Right.
I was listening to some guy on actually Joe Rogan podcast, and he was like, worked for like government stuff and worked for all sorts of medical. All this jazz, you know, so he knew what he's talking about. And he's like, yeah, he's like, I can make you a vaccine overnight. He's like, but the problem is getting it tested, you know, because it's got to go like into the animal, you know, the rats or whatever. And then when they finally get one, then it's got to go into like a test subject, like a art 10 humans or 100 humans, you know? And then it's like, oh, there are no cases, but like then you need to make it bigger because if it's only 1%, you know what I mean? Like 1% of millions of people is like, well, that's a lot of people. It's messing up, you know? So I think we're probably a long ways off from like a widespread vaccine, you know? But I think it's sort of like the flu anyway, where it's going to be like they need to make a new one for each year.
Well, yeah. And like I said, it's going to be people. I mean, I was just listening and I think it's, you know, I think everyone's going to get it at some point. Most everyone. It's just, you know, everyone just it's just when they get it, you know, and being available to go to the hospital or to get what they need. But I think like what like and like I said, I'm not like I don't know anything, but I've just heard stuff like I think like 95% of people won't require hospitalization. It's just more like, you know, stay at home and, you know.
Yeah.
But still like but then like it's still like 10 times deadlier than the flu. So
well
anyway,
that yeah
it's
that's
scary.
That's the thing.
Take it seriously.
It's for the people that aren't affected symptoms wise. They don't even know, you know what I mean? And then that's what is bad because
that's what's
then
scary
it spreads,
about it.
Yeah. And I heard somewhere like you could be super contagious for like 5 days prior to showing any symptoms. So then there you go. It's like, oh, I'm healthy. I got nothing to worry about. And then you're, you know, going to the mall or you're going to Wingstop and eating a bunch of wings.
Oh, baby. Worth it. Yeah. Worth it. Now I think we have it. So here's the thing. Like coronavirus, super, super, you know, freaky.
Bad
and,
news.
And
yeah.
Whatever. Not freaky. I mean, whatever. Don't panic. But it's everyone in the whole world is talking about it. So let's just. I mean, like I said, it's important to talk about, but it's kind of like going on about the weather all the time. And yeah, how's that weather? Yep, it's pretty bad. Yep, it's snowing. Oh, it's snowing. How much? You know, it's just like, of course, it's important, but it's like, you know what? Let's just escape a little bit and talk about some video games.
Some good old videojuegos.
You know what I mean? So, some what?
Videojuegos. I'm pretty sure that's how you say video games in Spanish.
Video juegos?
I think
juegos?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
I better text Estuardo and double check on that.
Yeah, juego. Video juegos, I'm pretty sure.
Good thing I've heard that Mexico's doing really good with the
I was talking to David and
Wuhan flu.
He's on like 2 week shutdown, but they said like the cases are very limited. So hopefully our Canadian brothers up north are sitting pretty.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, and I said, I just will say where we're at, we can't have any like 10 people or less is what the governor and the mayor and stuff is like. You try not to like it's, you know,
I think because Caitlin works, you know, with like kids and stuff, so like I think we're down to like can't have over a group of like 30 people or something.
50?
It was a weird number, but like they sort of fell under it. So like one of her jobs is sort of closed up for now, at least the rest of the week. And I guess maybe they're going to evaluate. I don't know if they just knock their numbers down or what the plan is. But it's it's crazy, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm really excited to talk about. I mean, do we have anything else to talk about?
I think we do.
Intro-wise?
Barring, I mean, hopefully come August, the travel situation and the world situation is a little bit better as far as going to expos and events. Because we got some exciting news, don't we, Jerry?
We do have news, and I'm gonna let you fill in because I don't want to butcher any of the things, but I guess it's
because you're a big
Long
loser
Island,
boy.
Island Gaming Expo.
Yeah,
the
Long Island Retro Gaming Expo. It's something I actually
LIRGE. Lurge.
Lurge 2020. Yeah. Lurge. It's one of those things. I actually volunteered and I worked the event for 2 years before moving and then missed out on it last year. And it's one of those things that it was just super fun to do. And, you know, I really loved being a part of it. And, like, they always have, you know, people come through and they've had the CAG cast, Cheap Ass Gamer. I'm sure you've probably heard of them before. They went there and
I follow the
Yeah, they were a big time. You got the
I never heard the podcast, but yeah.
The CAG cast. Yeah, first one I listened to was live actually. But yeah, some cool dudes. Nice. You got like Retronauts, Jeremy Parrish went the 1 year I was working too. And they're going to be back, but yeah. Talk Nintendo podcast. We're going to have a panel at the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo. We're going to have a live Talk Nintendo, baby.
Oh, baby. Yeah. And it's going to be awesome. So
yeah, August 8th and 9th in Garden City, New York, which is on Long Island, not too far from where I grew up. So pretty cool. We're going to be out there.
Casey's hometown.
Yep, we're going to get ourselves a little panel. We're going to get Perry to New York City and check out the Nintendo store. It's going to be a blast.
I'm going to check out the Big Apple.
The Big Apple. Who knows?
Now, I've heard this apple. It's pretty big.
It's large. And if you really want to see a manifestation of a Big Apple, we can go to a Mets game.
Ooh.
Yeah, when we hit dingers, they have a Big Apple in center field that comes out of a hat.
I'd be down for that.
The only bit, it ain't happening.
Yeah, it ain't happening.
I just checked. We're in LA that weekend, unfortunately. What a bummer.
I thought you were just saying if it's even going on.
Yeah, I think baseball will be back by August. Fingers crossed. I'll be very upset.
I hope that they do like baseball with no fans. Like, just,
well, it's actually hilarious. I saw it was like a WWF or a WWE. Did you see that with Stone Cold?
No.
He was like him alone in an empty theater or arena. Because with, you know, WWE, it's all plot lines, right? So it's like you can't really skip events. Otherwise, it's going to screw up all the plot lines they got going on. I mean, it's funny, you know, but it is like what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, they've got, like, the big pay-per-view events coming up where everything sort of culminates that. So it's like they're doing the shows live, but in arenas with no one there. So it's so funny. So Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know what I mean? He's like, can I get a hell yeah? And he, like, waits a second. And, like, it's an empty arena, you know what I mean? So no one says anything. And he just goes, I said, can I get a hell yeah? And then, like, it's like a half a second, and then, like, the announcer just yells, hell yeah! It was pretty funny, dude. I'll see if I can find it and send it to you.
You gotta send it to me.
It was pretty good.
That is great.
But, yeah, so I think we'll be back and up and kicking. I'm optimistic.
And again, what's it, August 8th and 9th?
August 8th and 9th, Long Island Retro Gaming Expo. You can get your tickets now.
Yep. All of our Long Island
constituents.
Locals.
Yeah.
Or if you're near there.
Come on down.
Yeah. Yeah, come on down. It'll be great. It'll be amazing. We can hang out. Then we can all go to the Nintendo New York store. And
spend way more money than we ought to.
Oh, I'll be spending money.
We will.
Yep.
All right.
All right. Beautiful.
Boom.
Well, I have a quick bite to talk about.
A little quick bite.
Really quick. So I have just been playing Fortnite and Brain Age. Fortnite and Brain
nerd
Age.
Nerd boy.
Like, just don't you nerd me, WoW Classic.
I ain't playing
WoW Casey. I'm going to call you WoW Clacy.
Wow. Sham WoW.
Yeah, Sham WoW. There you go. Yeah, and basically today I just made it, so I've got all the beginner and all the intermediate puzzles done. I'm 68% through all the puzzles in Brain Age because I'm doing like one every day.
I bet you the Bibs is at 78.
Well, no, see the thing, yeah, funny you mentioned that. He wasn't doing them, but I just convinced him to do it like this past week. He texted me, he's like, you've convinced me to start doing it. But then he said he's using the hint system.
Oh, what a loser. And here I was, thinking I had respect for the man.
Hey, we always knew he was a cheater. Self-proclaimed cheater.
He's cheating.
No, I'm just kidding. But it's funny because I got to the advanced, and I'm actually doing it right now as we speak today, and I spent like a good old 45 minutes to an hour on it, and by the end of it, I had made a mistake somewhere. And you can undo like 5 times, but that's it. And I was like well, okay, this might be a fun little logic puzzle. Like with Picross, sometimes if you make a mistake at the end, you can like scope it out and figure out how to solve it still. You know, just kind of move stuff around and it becomes this different kind of game. And I was like, I'll try that with this. And nope, I just completely butchered it. So I lost like an hour.
Oh, that's the pits.
I mean, you know, I had to restart over. But I was like, man, these really are advanced. Like getting to, I was like, I didn't, you know, and but I'm getting back at it. I'm doing a lot. The thing is, I think that what happens, honestly, I think what happens is what's really sucks about the Brain Age. It's fun on the DS because you have that nice stylus, but on this one, the stylus, it just a lot of times it's funny. Like it seems like over time, it's becoming it's understanding my handwriting less and less. So it's annoying, dude. It's really a problem. Like, so I think that sometimes I'm putting stuff in kind of quickly and then it recognizes the wrong number and I just don't catch it. And then I just lose it.
Are you sure you just, I think that's what happened. Wrong? You just stink.
That could be it too. It could be it too. No, that's probably it. But anyway, but yeah, Sudoku, I love it. It's super fun. It's a really, I'm still finding new strategies in it. It's just really cool. And like I said, the dynamic of the game is just, it's so funny because it's a newspaper game. Like, let's see. Like, this is funny. Like this morning, Dixie was next to me and she was crying and Jill was in the other room. And she came in and she's like, is Daddy ignoring you and playing video games? And I go, and I was like, Sudoku's not a video game. Because
yeah, it's a really numbers not, game.
It's funny. It's a number game. It's a newspaper. It's a, yeah. But, yeah, it's, dude, I'm telling you, Sudoku's great. I love it. So, anyway, I won't be, I'm definitely going to probably get all, let's see, I have 36 left. There's 36 more to do. So, yeah, so I'll probably be playing it for another month at least. So,
boom.
But I'm telling you, Brain Age is great. Brain Age is great. And then Fortnite, Fortnite has been, I am so impressed with the changes they made. Everyone needs to understand, and it's been down today, and I think that it's going to get hammered a lot because of the, you know, the virus.
Everyone's home, yeah.
I'm telling you, Jill's playing, and she downloaded on her animal, so we got the Animal Crossing Switch.
You dog.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Are those cons as beautiful in person as they are
yes,
on picture?
Yes, yes. And Jill, she played and she, like, her second round, she won a singles match, you know?
Oh, man.
And she loved, and so we play as a squad.
Got her hooked.
And she's like, there's healer weapons and stuff,
I
you know?
I swear.
So
Epic probably knows, like, all right, this is the first time this person's played. Let's get them in a game with, like, 90% bots. They're all going to stink. We'll give them that hit of excitement from that W. And then we'll never lose them. It's probably how they hook everyone, you know? It's like you get that adrenaline, and you're like, oh, that win felt so good.
No, they do. That, I mean, that's confirmed. They literally do that.
Oh, do they? Okay.
Yeah, Aaron was telling me that. But
I just keep making new accounts, and I'm undefeated.
Right? But then we play, and whatever, dude. Like, even if it was half bots and half people,
it's still impressive. Yeah.
What that does is that, yeah, you still have to face the people at the end. You're having way more fun mauling down people.
You get a couple. Yeah, you get a couple of pop offs off a bot, and you're feeling good. You know, gaining that confidence.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And so, like, when we play, it's like, let's just go hunt for people. You know, and I want you to know that Jill just brought me a plate of pizza in, and then she came back
a
minute later with Parmesan cheese.
Ooh-wee.
That's the kind of wife I have. Yep. Not letting her go. Thank you, Jill.
She's trapped.
So anyway, it's just, and they have this thing where there's like four or five different bosses around, and so there's like a place called the Shark that you can go, and there's like a boss in there. And if you find her and shoot her, she has like a golden scar, a legendary scar, and a grappler gun. And there's other places that just, it's just, and then, like, you know, the other place gets the golden, I wonder when we played, if we played the grotto, when you get the golden minigun. And it's just really, dude, I'm loving it. So good job. I haven't spent any money coming back. But as far as me playing, though, it's just been, you know, we play some every night. It's a lot of fun. So Fortnite, it's amazing.
He's
it's a
hooked.
Very fun game.
You got to get yourself a battle
totally
pass,
hooked.
Bro.
It's a fun. No, I don't. That's what's so funny is There's no reason to buy a battle pass. I don't. There just isn't. I don't, you know?
Well, unless you want those shiny cosmetics, dude. You gotta look styling.
What I need... Yeah. I'm not gonna make a WoW Classic joke about spending $15 a month.
But that's the thing. For me, Fortnite, the Battle Pass, I think is smart because it's not that expensive, right? It's like $10. And if you're playing as much as it sounds like you're playing, you only need to do it once, and then you'll earn enough V-Bucks back, right? Isn't that how it sort of works? If you beat all the levels in the season pass or, you know, rank up to a certain spot, you end up getting enough money to buy the next one, right? So it's sort of like a one-time deal.
But there's no point, though.
Well, I mean...
But it doesn't...
Well, cosmetics. I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I know there's no point.
It's just...
But I still think it's cool because people do like those cosmetics. And
absolutely.
It keeps
it's
sort
very
of
cool.
Engaged in the fact that, like, hey, I'm leveling this up. And I'm, oh, cool, I got a cool skin for my gun. Cool, you know?
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And the thing is, you know what would make me buy it? Is if Nintendo partnered with them and they released, you know, a Mario, you know, skin. I mean, I can't believe they haven't done that, you know?
I'm wondering,
it's kind of insane.
I'm wondering because...
Probably because it's on other systems.
Yeah, because especially with the account, because I can log into my account on the Switch, right? And then on the PC.
Mm-hmm.
I believe, yeah, you could do that, right? So I could see if it was not, if like the account was bound to the Switch, I could see them doing that. Because then it's like, hey, you could play these when you're on the Switch, and that's that, you know? And then if you're playing with someone, you'd be like, hey, they're on the Switch. But the fact that you could change up, yeah, it's like, I don't know if that'll ever happen.
Yeah, it's funny, right? Because Nintendo's they're very open for other people to come, but they still don't put their, franchises on other systems. I mean, think about that. They did the whole thing with Minecraft, right? They did that whole big Mario thing, but that was only on Nintendo's, right? On Wii U and Switch,
yeah.
I think, so... So it's just interesting. So I wonder if they could make it just Switch based. I mean, if it at least it can only be bought on Switch. So what the heck do you care? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That someone else is playing on PC. They bought it from you and they're showing it off to other people.
Yeah, I suppose.
How do I get that Switch? You know what I mean?
But then
I still know what you mean.
Then
it's,
all of a sudden they're like,
weird.
But then you'll get people who are like, well, I hacked the game files and now I've, you know, I don't know, man. I know what you're saying. It's it's just going to encourage people, even if they want to play on the PC, but they want that cool thing, they're going to go on the eShop and spend
money,
Switch. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah,
so
I know what you mean.
That would make me buy, you know, especially like if it was like, I mean, can you imagine a Nintendo Battle Pass for Fortnite where it's like, if you play through it, you can unlock, you know, a Mario, a Link, a Pikachu, a Samus.
And that's how Jimmy got hooked. Hooked again.
Oh, I mean, I'm just saying.
No, for real.
I would totally do
for
it.
Real.
So, yeah. Anyway, I'm really excited about the game you've been playing because this is a game I played and beat. This was in my medley of games of the last half of the year, and I really this was in my top 5 or top 12 or whatever it was. But what game have you been playing?
I gotcha. No, I'm just kidding. I've been playing Children of Morta. I was almost going to be like, pulling your leg the whole time, dude.
Yep, you totally could have.
No, but So essentially, I alluded to this on the previous episode, and I was sort of in like a limbo of not really knowing what to play, because obviously we got Animal Crossing coming out in just a couple days. Most likely, if you're listening to this, it's either tomorrow or we're playing it as we speak. But it's one of those, I was like, I don't know what I want to really fire up and play. I was like trying to think. I actually cracked open Ocarina of Time on the 3DS one night, but I only played for like 20 minutes.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You really were searching, weren't you?
Yeah, I was like, yeah, maybe this will be the one, you know? And turned on the old 3DS, and to my surprise, nice and still charged. But yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's funny because then I left it unplugged one night, but like in sleep mode, and then the next morning it was like, help! Plug me in!
Flashing red
light. Yeah. but yeah, so I didn't really play much of that. And then I was like, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know. And then I was like, Children of Mana. not children mana. It'd be, what am I trials? I don't know.
Trials
of mana. I'm losing my brain here. Yeah. I was like, I could play that. Obviously, the remake's coming out. But I was like, I played a little bit of that, and I was like, eh. And then ultimately, I was like, you know what? Let's just see what's on the eShop. Check out the new selection. And then I was like, let's see what's on sale. And I was going through, and sure enough, there was Children of Morta, and it was 33% off. So it was like $14.
There you go.
And then I had some gold coins, so I think it cost me $12. So I was like, let's do it. I heard this game was all right from some gym bot I know, so I was like, let's give it a whirl. And it's cool.
That's right.
It is, like you said, so it's definitely got sort of a Diablo-esque feel, right? You're sort of going down and killing guys. But what's cool about it is that it isn't like D3 where I'm just going to blow up this entire room like without even thinking about it. I like the fact that like when you go into a room, like you're backing up, you're playing defensively. You know what I mean? Like there are definitely like, oh, I need to, because I mainly right now I'm playing as
absolutely
I think it's archer? The daughter, right? She's the archer.
Yes.
And so with her, you know what I mean? Like, it's cool that you got a stamina bar and you could shoot while moving, albeit at a reduced speed, but like you could do that while you've got stamina. So, you know, you got a little bit of time to backpedal and attack. And then, oh, I'm out of stamina, but they're here, so I need to run away normal. I can use my dash, which is cool. And she has two dashes opposed to, I believe, the big boy is just one dash. Unless if that's something I unlocked where you get more dashes across characters. But I think it's...
Yeah, I think you can upgrade that.
Okay, so maybe that's what I did. The upgrading system's cool, right? So there are individual skills for each person in the family. And then there are, like, family skills, like a family tree almost. And that sort of benefits everyone. So, you know, hey, I'm going to make my base, you know, attack stronger. And that's going to improve everyone in the family's attack. You know, you could do that same thing with HP. But then there are the individual, you know, skills and abilities of each person. And they each play differently, right? So you've got, like, the dad who's sort of the shield, the sword and board user, if you will. Then you got the daughter who is the archer. You've got the son, I believe he has two like daggers, so he's sort of quick like a rogue. Then you've got
I never ever used him.
Yeah. Then you've got the other daughter, right, is a wizard or a mage of some sort. And I believe
with the flames.
Yeah, is there a mom with there's one more I'm blanking on. I haven't gotten that far.
Well, there's one more that you unlock towards the
end. Okay.
You know, latter half.
Okay, so you've got those, and it's cool. You know, you can switch in between. I really do like that different, you know, you're getting, by playing each character, you're upgrading the whole arsenal of characters while also sort of fine-tuning that particular character you're playing at that point in time. So it's cool how that sort of works together. And
it forces you, right?
Yeah, to switch.
Which is weird. Which I think some people like that, some people don't.
Yeah, you know what? I think I do because, generally speaking, I fall into just using one character, right? Or like, one play style in these styles of games. Like, even with, like, true roguelikes where, you know, like, I'm trying to think, like Goner even, per se. It's like you fall, like, oh, I use the same exact loadout every time, you know? Or something to that extent.
Right.
I do like when they sort of, like, force your hand a little bit.
And the way they force your hand, by the way, everyone, is that they make it so they're tired. So it's like, okay, you could play as the archer again, but she has 40% of her health reduced because she's tired.
Yeah, and like
and
you said, it's,
you know,
it's good because
so it's like, okay.
It keeps you going if you want to. And some people might even see that as like a bonus. Like, hey, I want to play like hard mode, you know, so let's roll this way.
Exactly.
But it's fun. And it breaks into like different sections. You go through like two or three little like floors, killing enemies, getting some power ups and stuff and different items. And then you go and you fight a boss. And then, you know, each section has that sort of similar make. And I'm not super duper far into the game. So obviously Perry's going to know a lot more. He put a lot of time into it. But I really do like getting in there, sort of getting that tangible, like the
it's
first time
fun,
you face the boss, you're like, how am I going to do this? You know what I mean? Like, I have, like, mm-hmm. he is so overpowering me. Like, this is crazy. Then the second time you get in there and you're like, oh, all right, I've upgraded my character a little bit. I'm doing a little bit more damage to the boss now. Oh, I'm sort of learning the patterns.
Enemy attack patterns.
Yeah, yeah. And now all of a sudden, what seemed almost impossible is very feasible, you know? And I sort of like that little bit of, all right, putting a little work in, making a little progress, come back, finally overcome it, you know? So it, and then.
Exactly.
Yep, you got some?
Well, I was just going to say, like, just like you mentioned before, and I think I might have said this, like, this is what I wished, like if Diablo could have a mode like this, you know, like with how awesome, you know, with Diablo 3, how amazing it looks, how flawless it runs. I wish that there would have been a mode that was really like this, you know, that was tough and hard, and then you made it, you know, like you get to this section, and then you're done. I mean, like I said, when it comes down to it, Casey, this Children of Morta is a twin stick shooter. It literally is.
Yeah, it's just it's more methodical.
You could take it. Exactly. But yeah, exactly, right? But you don't think like that at all. It feels like more of a Zelda, like a top-down Zelda game. But it really is like a twin stick shooter, methodical, and it's fun, and it there's a lot more skill, and then you got more custom ability is off the charts.
Gotta love the custom ability, baby. Well, that's funny. You should definitely, I don't know in what world you'll actually play it, but Diablo 1 is sort of like that approach, right, where it's much slower paced. You're only taking on a handful of enemies at one particular point in time. You know what I mean? Like, where Diablo 3 is just bananas. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, there's just a lot of stuff going on the screen. Diablo 2 has a nice mix of that. Definitely skews a little bit more towards, like, action-packed, but definitely not to, you know, where if Diablo 1's action is at, like, a 3, you know, D2 is, like, an 8, and then, like, D3 is, like, a 20, you know what I mean? Like, they really ramp it up big time. But, yeah, it sort of has that little bit of, like, Diablo 1 feel where much more calculated approach to taking on enemies. Obviously, Diablo 1 is not necessarily, like, you're not going down a few levels, beating a boss, coming back. But it's actually more like one continuous trip down the way, and then you could jump back into town. So it sort of feels that way a little bit.
Right? And it's that's cool, because I think it's funny how well that concept works. Like, you're playing the same thing over and over again. It's mixed up, so it's never exactly the same. You know, the roguelike formula.
Yep.
And then you can actually feel yourself, just like when we talked about Paper Mario, you can feel yourself getting stronger, like from each. So it's like, okay, it's just like Sparklight, right? You're done with it. Okay, I died, but it doesn't matter because I got a bunch of gold. I'm going to buy and upgrade this certain aspect that I wish I could. And then there's lots of things like that where, like you said, that goes to the overall game with the family, like every single a character is going to benefit from this, or just playing as a separate character will level them up. And I just thought it was so amazing how going through, like, you don't realize how I would have never played as some of them if I hadn't have been forced to, and how that worked in that favor. So, but it's just funny because the way it works, it's like, if this game was easy, the game would be 45 minutes long. You know what I mean? In a way,
yeah,
I mean, there's lots of story
too.
Like a
power mode where you could just literally blast through everything.
Yeah, you know, it's really not that big of a game, but it turns out being a big game. I think I put 30 hours into it, you know, I think something like that, you know, because of how, but it was just really fun. So, yeah, super fun game. I love Children
of
Morta.
And I will say it's beautiful. It's actually one where, like, Caitlin came in from the other room and she was like, whoa. Because it's got that really cool, like, when you're going back to the house, they sort of zoom in, and it's very, very colorful. Very, very cool game. But, yeah.
It's pixel art, and it's, like, really extravagant pixel art, yeah.
Now, I don't know, I'm probably not going to be able to see on the website since I have it downloaded, but it is on sale. Let me see if it tells me till when. Because
isn't that so annoying?
Isn't that so annoying? Downloaded. Sorry, bro. Now you'll never know.
Well, remember, there's physicals editions.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah, you perv bag.
Which I can't believe you didn't get the physical one.
Well, the other one was on sale.
That's true. I will look at my favorite website, by the way.
What's the what's our user code?
/TNP This week it's Corona Jerry.
Oh gosh. You dirty dog.
So it's only $24 on shopformegastore.com for the physical game. Totally worth it.
Yeah.
Totally
worth
it. And
like I said, it's
17 for PS4.
I think it's $21.99 regular. And if it's still 33% off on the eShop, obviously, that's a good chunk. So if you are interested.
It's a really good game. It's really
now
fun.
Now might be the time.
Mm-hmm. All right. And I think that'll do it for our what we've been playing.
I reckon so.
So let's take a quick, you know, not too long of a musical break, just a nice
about
short
a Jerry break. Length break.
A Jerry length. We'll take a Jerry length
we'll take
break.
Jerry.
And when we come back, it's the eShop roundup.
Round them up. Alrighty then, Jimmy J. You back?
Mm-hmm.
You back and Adam?
I'm back. I got my coffee.
I've got my Joe.
I'm gonna go.
Pipply poppling in the background there.
Eleanor just walked in here.
She's probably like
wondering what I'm doing in here.
I hate you, Jerry. Why ain't you like the
she
champ?
Loves me. She still is upset that I lost all those.
What a good little pooch.
She's a good dog. We are gonna get into the eShop Roundup.
The new eShop Roundup.
Yeehaw! And if you're unfamiliar with what the eShop Roundup is, it's where Casey and I pick some, we window shop on the eShop, we window eShop of some titles that look good to us or that we've heard about. And I gotta say, I just noticed there's an Uno Ultimate Edition. It's
for
$15.
So bones.
I wonder what the heck that is.
Every single bit of Uno you could ever imagine.
I guess. I bought the Uno for because it was on sale for like $2 and it's online. And it's pretty fun. But let's see. This is the complete collection containing Uno and Uno Flip. Plus themed cards featuring Winter, Just Dance, Rayman, and Rabbids. So I guess this has Uno Flip.
It's all the, I don't even know what
Uno.
That is.
I get it.
But that's all the Uno,
Uno
you could ever imagine.
Flip. It's a game you can buy by itself. It's it's DLC for it. So it came out, so it's jump into a new Uno experience with the Uno Flip DLC. Rediscover the matching game you know with a double-sided deck that gives classic gameplay an exciting twist. Interesting. So it has a double-sided deck. Anyway, it's kind of cool, actually, but they're doing the whole... So that DLC is $4.99, so I guess Uno is $9.99. So you can pay one extra cent by buying it as a bundle, which is funny to think about. But, yep. What do you have next, Case?
All right. Well, I got two games here. Should I go with the risky pick or the safer pick first? What do you say? You don't know?
Don't ask me questions when I'm drinking
coffee. I don't know. Yeah. All right, we're going to go with the risky pick of the day. We got RBI Baseball 20 for $29.99. Now, as we alluded to before, right, all the sports are pretty much on hold. And I was getting ready for the freaking Mets season to be starting up here in like 2 weeks, not even. And now we're going to have to wait a long time. So part of me wants to get RBI Baseball and just to live some baseball dreams. But I've heard some really awful things about previous iterations, so.
It's just so funny, because all I think, whenever I hear about RBI Baseball, I just think of Danny Bivens. So if that should be a red flag in and of itself. But I believe he reviewed this. Do we have a review of it? I don't think that NWR does. Has a review.
I don't think so. Not yet.
Yeah, not yet. But I'm sure that...
What are you sure?
They have it. I'm looking at their website. Sorry.
I was like, you could not sound any less sure about what you're about to say. I'm sure.
I know that I saw him post about something. I don't know. Anyway, I always look to Danny Bivens.
The old Bivster.
But anyway, that's so. Well, I did see that one of the screenshots of RBI Baseball is Mets. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's probably Pete Alonso. He was our big boy that came up last year and was like blew out every expectation you ever could have had, and he's like a young guy. He's cool, popular, blah blah blah. They're gonna probably try and make him like one of the faces of baseball. So that doesn't
he's the Casey of the Mets.
Good old Pete Alonso. He hit 50 plus dingers last year.
You're a dinger.
That's a lot of dingers.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for a rook. Well, for anyone, but for a rook, real good. But anyway.
All right, so we'll see. Maybe we could reach out for a code.
Yeah. Hey, Pete, you got a code for me, bro?
they give all the players.
Yeah, Pete's like, matter of fact, I got two. Give one to Perry for me.
All right.
And I'll be like, I love you, Pete.
I'm keeping both codes.
Yeah.
My second pick, my pick of the week, is Skyracket. So this came out today on the Indie World thing. And we talked about it last week. It's so funny. When they announced the Indie World thing, I was like, I texted you, and I was like, didn't they just have one like last week? And I was confusing that with Justin Nation coming onto our podcast.
Yeah, good old
I was like, didn't we just have it? And basically, he covered all the games, most of the good ones, and this was one of the ones that looks great. It's like Arkanoid in a shoot 'em up, and this is for $14.99. It's out now. I'm excited. I want to try it and play it. It's very interesting. Interesting art. There's a big, giant banana, and yeah. Anyway, Double Dash Studios.
You're
the world's
big,
first shmup
giant
breaker.
Banana.
I love the mixing of the genres. Remember that one game that was announced that was like you could mix up any genre at all? You know, there's like six of them, and you could like do any combo. That was
a little mix
cool.
and match, yeah.
I wonder what that game's doing. Anyway, what is your pick of the week?
My pick of the week is Exit the Gungeon for $9.99. Mm. It released today as of recording.
It did.
It is dubbed a bullet hell dungeon climber. So it's 2D and you're working your way up in a little platforming action. And definitely bullet hell as one would come to expect from a dungeon or a gungeon game, excuse me. I say, I sort of like the name Exit the Gungeon. It's sort of funny.
It's great. Now, it's $9.99, and I believe the enter is $14.99, so I'm wondering if they're thinking it's kind of a more of a smaller experience, because, you know, you're only going up, and, you know, I don't know if that's what they're thinking. It kind of gives off
that
impression.
Sky's the limit,
baby! The sky's the limit. Now, what's so funny about this is when Enter the Gungeon came out, it was kind of a big deal. On the Switch, like, you know, it was just kind of like a lot of people were talking about it, you know, very Devolver and very, you know, I remember reviewing it and it's just awesome. It looked cool, you know, fast forward to now. And then, you know, it's obviously there's a lot of really amazing indie games. That was kind of one of the big first standouts. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
That was one of the big first 100 standouts. Yeah. And then fast forward to when Apple Arcade came out. A few months ago, which I was just talking to Jules today, and he was really big on that. And I was like, I haven't seen one thing about Apple Arcade, like ever since it came out, like not one thing. No one talks about it. And
that's
Jules was
because
saying, well,
it's typical Mac.
That's because he was just saying, because I wasn't in the, you know, I wasn't that clientele. I'm a mobile game, you know, and I was like, that's just still though. It's like, it's weird that no one's talking about it, but apparently there's commercials on it, like, and it's thriving or something. But anyway, Exit the Gungeon was one of the games that came out on there, and it just kind of came out of nowhere. And I was like, that seems like a really big deal, you know, because like Enter the Gungeon was a pretty big deal and everyone kind of universally loved it, and it's kind of a big indie hit, and it just kind of randomly came out with a sequel out on Apple Arcade with like no announcement. And it's like there's deals with Apple Arcade where, you know, there's exclusivity deals, you know, and I was like, is it coming to Switch? And anyway, I guess it's out now, but I feel like, man, that really took the air out of its sails for me, because I felt like if that game would have never been talked about, And it's like, whoa, exit, like that's genius, like that's perfect, like exit the gungeon, like and it's a platformer, you know, you're going up. It's like it makes so much sense, you know. It's so funny because it's like oh, it's already a known quantity, and I've kind of already got over the fact that I probably won't play it. Not that I'm saying I won't play it. I'm not saying that, but it's funny how that perspective shift. It's so different. It just reminds me of the good old 2015
the Wii U
E3 presentation. Yep. And they showed all these really cool things, but I just think they showed them, they didn't end it strong, and they should have ended with Star Fox Zero, and they started off, and I just feel like it's so funny just because it, just the order of when you show things, how that would change. So it's like, I wonder if having it on the Apple Arcade first proved to be way beneficial rather than, you know, doing a big hype for it, you know, and a big, you know, release and stuff on the Switch. But we'll see how it goes. Are you interested in it? Are you going to get it? Because I know you're a big Gungeon fan.
I'm interested. I'm probably not going to pick it up right now because obviously Animal Crossing on the way is going to monopolize a bunch of my time. Right. And, you know, I'm playing Children of Morta at this point. But it'll definitely be on the radar. And like you said, it's $10, right? So it's like, it sits at that nice price point where maybe if I do find myself sort of bored or like not knowing what to play, but well, for $10, like whatever, dude. Like, let's give it a roll, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, man. I think it's, it looks awesome. It looks fun. I mean, it really, I love the idea of taking it from a dungeon crawler to a platformer, whatever you want to call it, like changing, but it's still the same pixel art and stuff. Great concept, fun idea. I'm in the same boat. Like I loved Gun. I think I gave it an 8. You know, I loved that game. This is interesting to me. I think it's just bizarre is what I'm trying to. This whole big mishmash of things that I'm saying right now is just me trying to say that I find this very bizarre. Essentially. So.
Well, there you have it.
Anyway, cool though. Anyway, that'll do it for the eShop Roundup, and which will take us directly into
to you.
The news.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Alrighty. Well, we got some news. So we're going to do a little bit of news talk, and then we're going to just roll right into the Indie World Showcase. So
Maybe we should do that backwards. Maybe we should cover the Indie World Showcase first.
We could.
Yeah, let's do that.
Just screwing up my show notes. Oh, I've got no respect for Casey's show notes. My name's Jerry.
You know what would be even crazier to do right now?
What's that? That's the end of the show.
The YouTube Saloon.
We juked him.
Oh, man. I juked myself. They weren't expecting that. Were they expecting that, Casey? No.
Surely wasn't, so I doubt they were.
Yep, the YouTube Saloon. Over on NWRTV, our YouTube channel, we have some good stuff going up there. Of course, the Animal Crossing review is out. So if you're, you know, check it out. It's got lots of views. I think last time I checked, there was like 50,000 views on it. But if you go beneath that video, you'll see a video with 300 views. that is my unboxing. I did another unboxing. It's been a hot second.
That's so funny.
Go ahead. What are you going
to
say?
No, just laughing at like, if you want to see the video that no one saw in comparison to the Animal Crossing.
Yeah, you don't want to see the video that everyone saw. Yeah. No, I did an unboxing of a new physical publisher, First Press Games. They're pretty new. Funnily enough, they actually released a Game Boy game this last year, and they actually sent that amazing to me, and I just filmed an unboxing for it, and it's so freaking cool, dude. Anyway, you'll see that, but I'm plugging they did a whole new world. You can see the posting on our site. It's this huge, extravagant special edition. It's insane, like what's inside of it. So, and it's a pretty fun video. So, if you'd like, if you have some time and you're wondering, go check out the video. It'd be awesome.
Boom.
Yeah.
There's also some good stuff going over on the old Thirsty Mage YouTube as well. I think I plugged my little Under Hero video last week, but David has got some cool Persona 5 Royal content up there, which I know isn't really Nintendo, but we're going to have some Trials of Mana gameplay and I think an impressions video because the demo actually drops tomorrow, which again, this is all before it's even released. So the demo is actually out now. That's part of the news block, but we're slided in here now to sort of blend the walls, if you will. But yeah, Trials of Mana, mm-hmm. We'll have some stuff up there on that as well. So definitely all that stuff. Go give it the old check ski.
You got it. All right. That's the YouTube Saloon.
Now, it's not the news block, but the Indie World Showcase.
News Talk with Casey Gibson.
Alrighty. Did you watch this?
Right.
No, of
course
I didn't.
This will just be part of the news block, by the way.
What's that?
Okay, so are you... Well, I was just going to say, I'm just going to play the... They just heard the news block jingle
gotcha,
again.
Gotcha.
Because this is the news. I forgot it was happening. And then I caught it like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes in. I can't remember. And I started watching it. And I don't mean to sound like a Debbie Downer or anything. I really try not to. In fact, maybe I shouldn't even say this. But I just was not, like, the games just didn't look that fun to me that I was watching. And I was like, this just, and then the developer, the interviews, you know? Like, do you like those? Do you like listening to the interview? I mean, the devs? Like, do you care about that? Like, to me, it's just like, just get
I
onto the game. I don't really
yes
care.
Yes and no. I feel like they were short enough beforehand that it really didn't matter. I like the ones that sort of give you, like, an overview. Like, hey, this is our game. This is sort of what you do in it. Like, check it out. And especially how the format of this one worked. The funny thing is you'd get that, and then all of a sudden, then, like, the Nintendo peeps would talk over some gameplay and tell you what it is anyway. So, I mean,
yeah,
I don't know. To me, it didn't bother me. But like, if they weren't there either, like, I don't think it would make it any worse for wear, you know?
Right.
But that's not why we're here. We're gonna discuss what was shown and give. I got little snippets here of each game. So they kicked it off with Blue Fire, which is a 3D platformer. Visually looks very cool. Definitely has some cool
very
enemy
cool.
designs. But actually, the platforming looked like it could be sort of difficult. You know, like you're sort of jumping and dashing through the air, doing wall jumps and spins and stuff. It looks like
Zelda, like with more parkour.
Yeah, you know? Definitely. Yeah, definitely looks like they're going to be doing quite a bit of the platforming. But yeah, visually looks really cool. Definitely a sweet looking game. This was its world
it
premiere,
is really cool,
apparently.
Yeah.
Argentina based studio and a timed console exclusive. You're going to hear that a lot. Coming out this summer.
Cool. Yeah.
Definitely.
I can dig it. That game, like I said, I went back and viewed it from the beginning, which is a lot better.
Yeah.
But yeah, this game does look really cool. I don't like the name. Blue Fire, I don't think it's a good name. Bad logo. But the game looks really cool.
Typical Jerry. Excuse me.
I'm a snob.
This next game we got, Baldo. It's about me and my hair. This is an...
Baldo and Fatso. Yeah. That was the next game.
This is an action-adventure RPG. Looks Ni No Kuni-esque as far as the art style goes, right? Sort of...
Which you can't go wrong with that.
Going for the Studio Ghibli. Sort of look
very
and feel.
Impressive looking game.
Looks
totally.
Very, very cool looking. They
it
said
does look cool.
Open world with many, many dungeons, and they sort of harped on the fact that it is a very, you know, very meaty, very long game. So,
yeah.
Which I'm like, oh, yeah. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that.
Well,
but
it's interesting, right? If you can get into a nice, I mean, I don't know, I wonder what that means, you know? I mean, does that
for,
mean 30 hours
indie,
or does that
yeah,
mean 60
yeah.
hours? It probably means like
hopefully
20.
20
hours.
Would be perfect,
I bet it's
you know?
20. It really would, and this game looks gorgeous. It's kind of top down.
Yeah, this is actually one that I think I will look into as far as picking
up. Yeah,
because it looks really cool.
It does, and it has like kind of Zelda style puzzles, and there's some. The combat looks stiff, you know, but like in a top down Zelda combat is stiff kind of way. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. No, this definitely looks really cool. Another timed console exclusive. There you go. Coming this summer.
Baldo.
The Adventures of Casey.
I was going to say Casey's the timed console exclusive.
Next up, though, we've got I Am Dead.
A Casey Gibson story.
A Casey Up sequel story. Now, this is very weird. So, very super colorful. And they sort of, you got like this port town, and you're sort of, they have you walking through it. And it's like humans and birds living together. I just saw a bird with a selfie stick. And you sort of work your way to this museum at the end of the way. And you find out, like, hey, you're actually dead. So you're playing a character that's died, hence the name I Am Dead. And you can use like weird abilities like X-ray, and I guess maybe you can sort of give me sort of hints of, now I can't think of the game. Same creators of from Fee, the purple.
Zoink.
Yeah, Zoink. Sort of looks like when you could talk to the people, you know, when you flip the... Mm-hmm. Flipping Death, that was it, right?
Adventure game. Flipping Death, yep.
So it sort of seems like maybe you'll be like have abilities to sort of read or be able to listen in on what people are doing. And you got to find out what the mysterious mystery is on this crazy island.
Has like the you know, really basic geometric cool art style. Looks great.
And like, like the very... A lot of flat colors, you know, like there's not like a necessarily fantastic like shading, you know, but like, yeah.
Yeah. I Am Dead. That's an amazing name.
Timed exclusive for 2020. Oh.
Yep.
Next up, Jerry, what do we got?
We have BARC, Bio Interstellar Arc. I think that's what we have because I'm looking at the video. Is that right?
Okay. Yep.
This is a 2D side-scrolling co-op space shooter. I bet you've never had a... side-scrolling space. Bet you've never seen one of those before, huh?
Yeah, I don't know. Not often.
No, this game. Well, it has dogs in it, so it's already
and cats.
Up Jerry's alley. There's cats. Sorry, not interested anymore.
Pass.
No, very cartoony. It's a co-op game, which is cool. And it's a shooter. I mean, I guess there's nothing really. I mean, there's some cool looking level designs, like where you can have to. Have to like shift through platforms and stuff like that, dodge them and stuff. So
yeah, co-op.
Looks cool.
And they said you upgrade ships, and that each animal has a different play style. So give you a little bit of variety there.
Mm-hmm.
And that Perry timed console exclusive late 2020.
All righty.
Boom.
We'll take it.
What do we got next, you big Jimmy?
Now we have a little game. That happens to be called Freakpocalypse from Cyanide and Happiness. I guess it's Cyanide and Happiness Freakpocalypse, which is Cyanide and Happiness is the cartoon, internet cartoon. Is that right?
I guess. I don't really know.
Okay. But I don't really know anything about this game other than what you wrote down, which is Yawn Timed Exclusive Summer 2020.
I told you there'd be a lot of timed exclusives.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, there's people walking around. There's a guy talking, an alien. Yeah, there's probably some. Anyway. Okay.
Moving along.
Move on. Sorry.
No, that's fine. Next up, we've got Summer and Mara, which is a... It's sort of... gave me a little bit of Wind Waker vibes.
A little bit. For sure.
Or Yonder, that them sort of vibes. This is...
Total Yonder vibes,
yeah,
yes.
You could farm, you explore, craft, and of course, you can make friends, Jerry. There is a weather, you got day-night cycles.
It's a perfect game for you, Casey.
And you're trying to figure out the mysterious mystery again. It seems to be a find the mystery behind the island, boys and girls. and of course,
it's a classic, right?
Timed console exclusive, but get this, Perry, spring 2020.
Didn't they even say, spring 2020? That's now, man. I mean, basically,
we're
now.
In the now.
Almost now. I mean, almost now. That would be a good name for something.
Band name. Next up, we've got Quantum League. Which is an online FPS, but what's cool is that each round, you play it back, right? So you play a round, then you go back to the beginning, and then you play the round again, but now you've got like a clone that's also on your team, and they do what they just did last time. So you know what they're going to do, where they're going to be, and you also know where the enemy's going to be. You know what I mean? Like, but you only know where the clone is, so you don't know where the new enemy's going to be. So it almost, like, how they were explaining it, it almost feels like a chess game, right? Because with chess, you're always trying to think, like, 8 steps ahead. So you might want to be like, you know, I'm going to go over here and sort of sacrifice myself. I mean, like, I'll try and get the kill, right? But if I die, this is going to leave that person open for, you know, a wide open attack, and then you could sort of plan a few moves around that. So it's sort of interesting, right? It sounds like super cool to me. I don't know how it'll take off.
It is cool.
But I love the idea.
Yeah. It's kind of boring looking, but it that concept is really cool. And before I forget, I thought of something the other day, and you just sparked my memory.
Wait, real quick. Late 2020. All right, now you can go.
Okay, there you go. Maybe they have made this before, but it's not really big and I don't know of it. But how sweet would a Fire Emblem chess set be?
Mm.
Because it's fire, because it's, you know, it's the same sort of game.
I guess the
Wouldn't
only problem
so cool?
would be who. What would the pawn be?
It just whatever.
Because you wouldn't want.
I mean, we could
like
do whatever.
You know what I mean? Because like
you could have the pawns. No, you could literally have the pawns be different players.
But that
just
would
they're
be,
all like smaller.
I guess
you know?
That'd be super confusing though.
No, it wouldn't. Not if they're all the same color. It would not be confusing. Mm-hmm. There's ways you can do that, and it'd be worth it. It'd be so cool, because it'd be like playing Fire Emblem, and then you could even come with different rule sets, like these people, like, you know what I mean? I'm telling you, it needs to be done. Anyway, next up, what do we have a Swirry, White Owls from Osaka, Japan. This guy came up, and he had a monkey.
Did he?
I think, as if that's what I'm looking at.
Yep, yep. The Good Life is the game name.
The Good Life.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What a gym.
There we go.
Yep, yeah, the Good Life.
I was getting there.
Is the game. And very interesting,
Wait,
right?
The Good Life.
Yep.
You're
right?
This is the game that Alex Kulafi was telling us about. This is the game. I remember this. He was obsessed. This is a Kickstarted.
Yep.
And Alex was talking to us about it like at PAX a couple years ago when we were the last PAX we were at. This is the game. That's cool. It's coming.
Yep, The Good Life. It is
I'm
a
surprised I didn't see a tweet from him.
Debt repayment RPG taking place in a rural British town. Rainy Woods hides a huge secret. Everyone turns into a cat or dog at night, and that you need to use the cat and dog abilities to, I guess, traverse through town and get your money, solve a murder, of course, and of course, you can ride a sheep around as your
that's amazing,
you know, prime spot.
Yeah, that's cool. And I think that you, yeah, like you take pictures and stuff in the game. And, it was
and it's coming out
anyway,
20.
That's awesome.
20.
Hindsight.
Boom, die, Shiki.
All right, what do we have next?
All right, next up, we've got The Last Campfire from Hello Games, which is No Man's Sky. Of course, people probably recognize them from that. And
oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah, Hello Games is, you know, and No Man's Sky. Whether you love it or hate it, it has a pretty interesting development history. But this game, not quite the scope of a No Man's Sky, but a cute little game. And I was trying to figure out, sort of just seems like, you know, solving some puzzles. And
they didn't really show any gameplay.
Yeah, they were showing some puzzles and stuff. I think it might just be that. Like sort of a maybe no combat per se, but more of like an adventure puzzly game.
I just don't like that.
But I really like the
amazing
character design. Yeah, the character design is really cool. They were saying like all about rekindling hope, and I guess obviously it's called The Last Campfire, so using an ember, and it seems like maybe that is key to bringing some of these people back who are sort of stuck in stone statue status, if you will. And yeah, it looks really cool. I don't know. Will it be something I end up playing? Maybe. But it definitely has my interest. And that's coming
it's
out summer 2020.
Absolutely jaw-dropping gorgeous. But I'm sure that's not Switch footage we're looking at. But yeah, very cool.
Oh, I don't know. It's not like the Switch would have any difficult running that, you know, probably. don't know. I know No Man's Sky was really cool and beautiful, right? So it seems like when you're in like some of the outside areas here, you can really sort of see that influence, right? You get a lot of different colors going on, and definitely looks really, really nice.
And when's that coming out?
Summer 2020.
There you go. All right, we're getting to the end here. Now, this is where I jumped in, okay? So,
oh, this is probably a bad time to jump in.
I was just like, ugh, like a big, tiny player. It just doesn't look fun. I don't know.
So this is Pixel Junk Eden 2 that he's talking about. And yeah, it seems, it's funny, they were like, if you like,
just kinda
like electronic music and stuff, like you're going to love this game. And then they were just sort of showing like the character sort of gets like thrown all over the place and like you have control over that somehow. And then as they hit things, they're making like beats and noises. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like it probably is fun, but it doesn't necessarily look all that much fun just watching it.
It just looks it looks like a prototype for a game, but to me, like, that's, and it just, I don't know, didn't hook me, and I was like, okay, let's see what's next. Then
next up, Faria, is that how you would said it or would say it? Faria. This is a card based game, so you're going to be building decks. But what seems interesting, right, where most card-based games are sort of like you're just literally playing the cards against each other, like I think a Hearthstone or something where it's like, or like Magic the Gathering. But what's interesting here is it looks like you can alter the battlefield. There's sort of a bunch of hexagons in the middle.
Yeah, it's like, what's that
Canteen,
game?
Catan. I go somewhere around there. So yeah, it looks like it's got a little bit of that.
The Canteen.
Come on down to the Canteen.
Settlers of Canteen. Yep.
But it seems interesting. Yeah. So you have like, you could build the battlefield. It actually sort of looks sort of cool. Now I'm not a huge card game guy, but like depending, I don't know if
it's pretty looking. And
yeah, I don't know how much it's going to cost. Again, probably won't be something I would play, but it definitely looks cool. I definitely like the idea of building the battlefield. In addition to having like your enemies or your summons, character summons and stuff.
Carcassonne, baby.
But yeah, so they say single player campaign. You got online as well. Free DLC when the game launches for the Switch. I guess that DLC will turn paid, but if you do it in a certain time frame, you know, you get it for free. And that is actually coming March 2020, so sometime this month.
There we go.
Boom.
Now, this next game, I saw it and I was like, it's Children of Morta.
Yeah.
It looked just like it. Top down, but it's more of a boss rush, right? I think that's what they kind of said.
Yeah, boss rush. Boss rush battler is what they said.
There we go. And this is Eldest Souls. So these aren't elders. These are the eldest.
Them be the souls. Eldest. Yeah, it looks really cool.
It does look cool. It
And they were mentioning a bunch of different loadout and abilities. So it'll be, you know, seems like maybe one of those, it has the replayability if you go back and change up your loadout and all that stuff. So, and I would imagine, to me, when I hear boss rush game, it's like, you know, those bosses are going to be super tough, right? So it's probably going to be something you really got to fight. Oh, this boss, like, how can I tweak my loadout to better suit the situation at hand?
Right.
And that's
cool.
Guess what, Perry? Is a timed console exclusive, summer 2020.
No way.
Boom. Now, here we go.
Stop the madness.
I'm going to run through a whole bunch of games here because they did the old Splash trailer.
Okay,
right?
And I'll give you my thumbs middle, thumbs down, thumbs up.
All right. Blair Witch Project, or actually, it's just called Blair Witch Summer 2020.
Pretty cool. Thumbs up.
Ghost of a Tale, Spring 2020.
Pretty cool. Thumbs up.
I thought those both looked cool as well.
Very cool looking.
Sky Summer 2020.
And this game is, couldn't even tell what that was.
Yeah, I'm forgetting. Now I don't have the thing ahead.
Oh, it's called Sky. It's called Sky, and it kind of looks like Journey. Okay, it looks pretty cool. We'll give it a middle.
Give it the middle finger, Jesus.
Give it the middle thumb.
You got Sky Racket, which is available. Today.
Right now. Yep. All right, thumbs up.
You got Superliminal this summer 2020.
Yeah, this is kind of interesting. It's like a walking simulator, puzzle solver, weirdo game. So it looks pretty cool. Middle.
I like the name. Thumb. I like the name. You've got Wingspan, spring 2020.
Oh my goodness. I saw this. I was like, no. Like, it's just... like, do you want to go bird watching? And here, and like, here are these cards. And it was just, it looked so complicated. And I was just like, I don't want to well, do this. I don't want to do this.
It's going to be your Christmas gift, so get ready for it. All next right. up, Dicey Dungeons. I believe we saw this at PAX or something, maybe. I don't know. Dicey Dungeons.
Yeah, but it just, again, cool, fine. It doesn't look that good to me.
Is that a middle thumb or a down thumb?
We'll give it a middle thumb. I don't really have any down thumbs.
He's
here.
Too nice. After complaining about it on the onset, we've got Bounty Battle, summer 2020.
This is a cool little brawler game with different indies.
Yep.
We'll give it a middle.
All right.
Yeah, Guacamelee guys in there. And
last one on the splash reel here. Moving out.
Oh, this game looks cool.
April 28th. Yeah. It sort of gives me the vibes of like...
Overcooked.
Yep. That was exactly it.
Yeah, it looks fun. Thumbs up. Yeah.
Looks great. I could see this being a game. I wonder how much it's going to be. A fun game to play with Kate and Randy.
Yeah. It's funny because Jules is like, yeah, I'm going to get that when it comes out physically. I'm like, that's coming out physically? He's like, probably.
And Perry is like, well,
I hope it does.
I guess I'm buying it
too. Sign me up. Yeah.
Make it two copies.
Hey, all I'm telling you right now is that when the internet goes down and we're sitting at home with nothing to do, I'm glad I got my big shelf full of games to play.
Yep. Well, I got plenty of games. Yeah, you'd be like, oh no, but where are the scissors to open up all these plastic wrap? And that was the end of you.
And then, it's just like Twilight Zone when the guy... The library, he's the only guy that survives the end of the world, but then he breaks his glasses so he can't read.
Ugh, no bueno.
Yeah, anyway.
And wrapping it up, Exit the Gungeon, which we talked about a little bit earlier, side-scrolling bullet hell dungeon climber, timed console exclusive, and you can get that sucker right now. Go get it!
Yeah. I love how it shows, like, the first thing, it's like a gun with, like, the barrel, like, bent backwards to shoot the person who's shooting it.
They're so good, dude.
It's funny.
Good old Gungeon.
Looks cool. And you know what I love about Exit the Gungeon?
What's
is that? They don't scale pixels, okay? You know, you'll see a game and you'll be like, yeah, this game looks cool and it's really cool pixel art. But why does it look so, like, weird? And it's because they minimalize on scaling, on having different pixel densities. So it's like every single object looks like it's the same size, you know, like an NES game, you know, because that's like a... Anyway, I like that.
Boom. I like you.
Thanks.
But you know what I also like?
What else do you like?
The regular news block.
All right. Let's not snap. We'll just... okay.
Bomb snapping for snapping's sake. Yeah.
All right, so we had that.
Those weren't snaps to edit in a jingle. Those were just happy snaps.
Okay. All right. I'll leave him in then.
All right. So we're back to the top of the E block. Yep, I said E block.
Ooh, the E block.
The old E block.
I like it.
Now, speaking of E3 has officially been canceled. Now, this...
And that seems like a lifetime ago, right?
Well, yeah, this was one of the earlier things. I think...
Everything's
I think it was
canceled.
Wednesday. Really, I think Wednesday and Thursday of last week were really when stuff started hitting the fan, you know? And everyone's like, oh!
Yeah, we had... Yeah, we had listener mail about it.
Yeah.
And then, like, I think after we were done recording, the next morning for sure. But it's like, oh, all right, it's canceled. Yeah.
Yep, there she goes.
Yep.
I hope Nintendo continues to just keep on keeping on, you know, with the Direct and everything. Then this way we can continue our planned trip, which hopefully at that point in time we could travel, you know. But I think by then it'll be good.
Yeah.
But
I think so, yeah. If not, we'll just move it back.
I mean, yeah, people are still flying now, but we'll see how it goes. But canceled. Yeah. Obviously a bummer.
I know Perry doesn't care because it doesn't care or affect him. Brr, 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 brr.
big old Jimmy.
Are you serious?
You told me that the other day. You're like, I don't even care that E3 was canceled.
If you read, oh my goodness, I thought I could text you and you wouldn't take my texts out of context and read them on the show.
Out of context?
Like you just did. Yeah. Seriously. No, I said, what did I say?
We're trying to find
that,
it.
That's not fair. That's just not fair.
Let me see.
Let's see.
Oh, yeah. Can we discuss that it snowed at your place the other day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I woke up and there was like an inch of snow on the ground. I was like, okay.
Meanwhile, it was like 85 degrees here the other day.
Yeah. Anyway.
I got it right here.
I said,
I got it right here.
Okay, what does it say?
If you want it.
Read it.
All right. Your first text.
I can't find it.
You know what's funny? I literally don't care one bit that E3 is canceled. Isn't that weird? Like, all I care about is Nintendo, and they will show what they're going to show anyway. And then I can't said E3 canceled.
Yeah.
Which, I guess, I was late to the party.
Yeah.
And I said, I love E3 and enjoy the hype, so I'll be bummed, but I bet a lot of companies just going to do the online vids, like, direct. And you went, I'm not bummed one bit, selfishly, like I'm bummed for other people, but not for me.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go. Well, what did I say? I said, I don't care, you know.
I said I'm bummed for other people and stuff, but what I was surprised at is, like, I guess is it contempt is the word? I just, like, I honestly was like, I had nothing like, oh, that's a shame. Like, I was really looking forward to it. First of all, I don't care about E3 except for Nintendo stuff, like I said. I mean, I really don't. I mean, I just don't care. It's not because I don't want to not care. I just don't. And so when it happened, I was like, well, Nintendo's still going to do, they don't even go to E3 anyway.
No,
like
for sure.
They go, but, you know, so I was like, they're going to do their thing anyway. So it really doesn't make any difference to me.
Well, yeah,
so,
for us, it'll probably be, you know, pretty much status quo. Like, cause like I said, they're going to probably do the direct as normal, I would imagine. Maybe they do a Treehouse Live thing, or maybe they do another sort of video idea that sort of, you know, alleviates the Treehouse Live situation.
It's just Reggie streaming from his house.
From GameStop's headquarters. Did we talk about that last week?
Yeah, we did.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Like I said, I think, and Sony was already out anyway. Because to me, I guess my biggest hype for E3 is I like watching Sony's press conference, because it's still a press conference, right? And like, I am interested in what Sony's got to offer. And then it's like Square Enix and all those, like, I'm interested in too. But usually it's like the hype is not worth like the build up, you know. But yeah, I mean, I have a feeling, like I said in my text, I have a feeling most companies are just going to be like, well, let's make a direct style video that shows off our gameplay. You know what I mean? Does our reveals. And then like, yeah, we won't. And then they're probably all realize like, wow, this is so much better than flying to LA and doing this whole jam. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think the video game world will continue on, and I think it's gonna be cool. So there you go.
We're all gonna be okay.
Yep. Hope, well,
now,
fingers crossed. Yeah.
I have some shocking news.
Oh.
Shocking.
Did you not get Wingstop
Apparently,
this week?
I didn't get it this week.
That is truly shocking.
The coronavirus.
The Wingstop virus.
Apparently, Animal Crossing is good.
Why would you say that?
Well, because reviews are coming out and they seem to be overwhelmingly positive.
I believe it. I believe it. It's gonna be great, dude. I can't.
Do you have
wait.
Anything else to say about that?
Yeah. I can't wait, I mean, man. My body is ready.
It's fun. Oh man.
Well, it's
my body is so Reggie.
It's funny too that like, with this whole quarantine thing, like Nintendo is probably like, man, I mean, obviously no one wants the whole coronavirus thing going on, but they're like, man, we're just happened to release a game that like is all about going outside and loving your life. You know what I mean? Like, what a better time to release this game when everyone's trapped inside.
I know it really
it's
is.
It's
like
Nintendo
honestly,
probably
really
manufactured the coronavirus and they were like, we're getting it out there to everybody.
It's just so funny. Like, it's so funny because, like, in the back of my mind, this entire time, I think with a lot of people that listen to this show, it was like, the coronavirus, but Animal Crossing's coming out on Friday. You know? Like,
just
like,
don't quarantine until Friday, please.
Yeah, but, like, it's like, even if, like, and that's why, like, even all I need is just the internet to just unlock the key that I have so that I can play my Animal Crossing, and then I don't need anything else, and we're...
Yep, that's all I need in my life.
Kind of funny. Yep.
I can't wait, dude. But sticking on the Animal Crossing train of news here. Now, it's funny. So I remember seeing this post on Reddit at this point probably a couple months ago, and it was of this grandma, and she had over 3,500 hours in New Leaf. So 3,500 hours in New Leaf. And obviously, that's a whole lot of hours. Actually, let's see.
Yeah.
What's
Aaron's wife has played it every single day since it came out. And it's she has like 2,000 hours on it. So
yeah, so 3,500 hours is 145.8 days of like 24 hours. You know what I mean? So that's a whole lot of time. And I remember...
That's like you and WoW.
Yeah. I would love to see my total time played, like, from, because I've had a couple different accounts of characters, so it's like, there'd be no way to actually find out. But I would imagine, I'd say over a year's worth of time played. Probably. But anyway, so this post blew up and everyone was like, oh, that's so sweet, like, that's amazing, you know? And I guess her character name was Audi, or A-U-D-I-E, Audi. Audi. And you can see in New Leaf or New Horizons, they named a character after her. The it's a wolf character, and it's got her name. So I thought that was a pretty cool little tip of the cap to Grandma, you know?
Yeah. And like I said, that was revealed in our YouTube video, our review.
I did see it in our review, but I don't...
Did you know that?
I was going to say, I knew it was in our review. I don't know if anyone else had the footage and like put two and two together or how that worked out. I wonder...
No, I mean, it's linked... Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, Matt Z is saying that it was the from his video, from our...
Oh, yeah, look at that, because I do, now I'm cross-referencing the Nintendo Switch subreddit where I found the
Isn't
story.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it says NWR TV there.
That's amazing, so you didn't even know that. Isn't that crazy?
Boom.
Yeah, there you go.
Good old Nintendo.
Old news.
Yep. But yeah, pretty cool. Now, what's next, Jerry?
Oh, well, after that story about an Animal Crossing character named after Grandma, how can I possibly follow it up with anything? But... Lego Super Mario is coming out, and it actually like looks ridiculously fun to me. I think it looks, if I was a kid, I don't know how much is this stuff gonna cost. You know, I bet
that's
like $500.
But yeah, it's super weird, right? Like,
it's very very weird because
he interacts
Mario
with things.
It's a game. Like, you can get like coins and stuff, and like. Like take out enemies or something. And he's like a screen, and he does facial. You know, it's cool, dude. I think it's really neat.
It is very weird, but very cool. I could definitely see it being expensive because Legos in general are really expensive. But now the thing is, it doesn't look like it. And I will admit I didn't do like the world's most hardcore, you know, research on the topic. But it didn't seem like there'd be like a million Lego pieces that came with this, you know? It's more of like the Mario and like his set pieces, and then you maybe can use those to play around with other Legos you have. But it doesn't seem like it's one of those like, oh, I'm going to get 1,000 pieces of Legos in this box to build this crazy, replica of Peach's Castle or something, you know? Like, I don't think that's what this is. So it might actually not be too bad cost-wise, you know? Because I know some of those bigger sets get to be really expensive.
Yeah, it says, I'm looking at the Lego website, it says coming later this year, so.
Yeah, they're probably just teasing it at this
specifics.
Point. Yeah.
They teased it for Mario Day, March 10th.
Ooh.
Happy Mario Day.
That was last week when we recorded, and we didn't even mention it. What a bunch of frauds.
Nope. I know. Talk Nintendo.
Talk loser faces.
Idiots. Yeah.
All right. Now we got one last tidbit, and I probably should have put this up with the other E3 cancellation, but it came hot off the presses. GameStop are canceling their midnight release for Animal Crossing and Doom. Unfortunately. Mm. Makes sense, right? You get a whole bunch of people sort of congested at tiny little stores and waiting in line and stuff with other people. But it would be a funny sort of sight. You got all the Animal Crossing players and then all of like the Doom players like congregating at one place, you know?
It's a beautiful thing.
Yep. The most friendly game and
That's
the most
hilarious, dude.
Satan-filled demon game.
Dude. Yeah, but you
are
killing.
Yeah, you're
demons,
putting an end
right?
to it.
So
yeah,
yeah, exactly. So are Animal Crossing and Doom really that different? No, no, they're not.
Yeah, it's
dude,
true.
Dude, I'm so hyped for Animal Crossing. Merry Animal Crossing Eve, everyone. If they're listening early, if they're not, happy day for you. For all of us, we've made it. It's finally happened. We've waited 7 years for a new Animal Crossing game. We've had some trips. We've had some weird, bizarre Wii U apps. We've had some terrible, awful Mario Party clones. But we're finally here. It's happening. Animal Crossing is back. And I can't wait to get lost in it. I can't wait to play and chill out with my buddies and friends.
So, wait, when was New Leaf released?
2013?
2012, it's showing me.
Or 12?
Okay. 2012.
Oh, so 8 years.
You know, the last time an Animal Crossing was released, and I guess City Folk came after. City Folk was before that, right? Yeah, so last time it was released.
2009.
Tom Brady was the quarterback in the New England Patriots, but now he's not.
Was he really?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, for the last 20 years, dude.
Wait. Tom Brady has been the quarterback for 20 years?
Yeah, he started in 2001, and he's 42.
For the Patriots?
Yeah. That's why it's so...
He has played there for 20 years?
Yeah, he's been the starter for 20 years. They've been to the AFC
That's
Championship
right.
game 13 of those years, and he's won six Super Bowls, and he's lost three. So he's been to the Super Bowl in almost half of the seasons he's played. That's why I don't think you were sort of understanding how prolific of a player he is, you know?
Yeah, but like, why don't you respect that?
Well, I never said I didn't respect it. I could still hate the man for doing it against my team half the time.
Okay. All right.
But it looks like, I mean,
That's
as
true.
Of recording...
I didn't realize that, dude.
Oh, yeah.
I really did not know that. I didn't realize it was 20 years.
What's funny about it is... They had Drew Bledsoe before, who in his own right is a good quarterback, you know? And Mo Lewis, linebacker for the Jets, murdered him. He murdered Drew Bledsoe right on the field with, like, just one of those bone-crushing hits, you know what I mean? Just killed him.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, meanwhile, you're thinking, like, oh, God, Bledsoe's gone. Like, who's this bum, Tom Brady? And little did we know, we started that, you know? I mean, he probably would have eventually gotten the chance, but yeah, he went on to be the GOAT.
Interesting.
Yeah, so 20
years, you should blame
yourself,
dude. Gibbons.
20 years, can you believe that?
Well, thanks for hijacking my happy Animal Crossing talk with... No, that's really cool. That
we're
is
talking
really cool.
happy talk. And apparently...
we're all happy.
We don't know as of yet, but I think he's going to be a Tampa Bay Buccaneer.
I think that's
going to be his
Good
next
job, Bucks.
Spot.
The buck stops there.
Yep, that's where the buck stopped.
We will be doing... make sure to join our Patreon, everyone. For just $1 a month, you get free... exclusive episodes of RFN and of our podcast. And also, we're having a game night. I believe we're going to be doing Animal Crossing.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, we're going to
Animal Crossing. We'll all chill and hang out.
I believe the 28th.
28th, all right.
A week from
Saturday.
Because, there was discussion about doing it maybe the day after it launched, but then we were thinking, like, why not give everyone, like, a week to sort of get their towns together? It'd be more fun, right?
And
then there'll be some more
items
to trade and all that stuff.
So get on there. You'll get on our Discord, and we'll have everything there. Obviously, thank you for listening. We'd love it if you'd subscribe and give us a 5-star review. That would be amazing right now. On iTunes. And also, by the way, for all of our... I've learned something. It, for all of our European listeners, if you they run on a separate rating system. So sometimes we won't be able to see your ratings because we can only see like North American ones.
Really?
But they still count. They still count. Yes. So that's
so weird.
I think I was talking with. Yeah. Yeah. So, anywho, if you're wondering about that. But anyway, thank you so much. And then also, you can find us on Twitter, right?
Yep. The old tweet
and
spot.
Instagram. We've been very, very active on Instagram. It's a lot of fun. You can just get a lot more. Instagram is for our homies, you know? Right? That's what I'd say.
For the homeboys?
Instagram is for our homies. Yeah. So you get a lot more personal stuff on there. Lots of Casey nudes.
You beat me to it. I was going to say, you should see the latest one where Perry and nothing but a Speedo. Out in the snow. We told you about
my
the
beard.
Snow. Yeah. I don't need clothes when you got a beard like this.
Exactly. You can find us on Twitter at Talk Nintendo Pod. That's Talk Nintendo.
P-O-D.
And, of course, you're going to want to get your tickets for the Long Island Retro Gaming Expo for August 8th and 9th. We'll be there. We'll have a live Talk Nintendo.
Oh, live Talk Nintendo, dude. It's going to be great.
Hey, maybe, just maybe, I'll kiss you on the mouth.
Ooh, maybe, just maybe, I'll open my mouth.
Well, not you. I mean, of course I'm going to kiss you on the mouth, but I mean the people that come to it.
Gotcha. Only if they won't.
Yeah, yeah.
And even if they don't.
Oh, we're sure... Let me just put it this way. We only got one hotel room.
You dirty dog.
Okay, and with that, this will be it for this week.
Guys,
and next week I'll be in Animal Crossing Bliss.
I was just going to say, this is literally the last Talk Nintendo podcast episode while New Horizons is not released. So,
I know,
boom.
Isn't that crazy? And honestly, this might just be the last Talk Nintendo podcast episode ever, yeah. Because we'll just be playing Animal
They never
Crossing.
Came back. Yeah, they never left their town.
And Casey and Perry never came back.
And you thought, no. Wow, Classic was addicting.
Oh. All right, guys. See you next week.
All right. We'll see you later. And enjoy collecting them bells and getting into it. Hey, Pete, you got a code for me, bro?
Why do you hate him?
Because.
If he's the best quarterback.
Because he's beaten our team.
Now answer the question.
I'm telling you, if you let me speak, you big gym bot.
I'm listening.
Because.